Take your Bibles once again this evening. We're going to turn to the book of Proverbs, the first chapter of the book of Proverbs. We'll stand in reverence to the reading of God's word. I'm going to read one verse of scripture. Verse number 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Let us pray. Father, again, I thank you so much for the word of God, the Bible. It's your word, Father. We believe it. And Lord, it settles it just simply because it's your word. Doesn't really matter. We realize, Father, whether anybody believes it or not, but it is your word. And we thank you for it. And tonight, Lord, we ask your power and your wisdom that we need tonight to preach this message. And I ask, Lord, that you use this preacher. He's unworthy. He realizes that. He understands that. But he has a wonderful God who loves him and will help him and provide what's needed. I thank you for that. Once again, tonight, Lord, I ask you to do the work that you need to do in our hearts to help us to be more like you. We'll thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Verse number 24, I'm going to continue to read. I'm skipping down in first chapter, verse 24. And it says, because I have called and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regardeth, but ye have set at naught all my counsel and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh, when your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they had hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. The prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. The Bible says to fear the Lord. I'm going to preach a message tonight on the fear of God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is a choice that men make. It's a choice. That's why he said, for that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. The Bible tells us, and of course, I've shared this with you many times. You've heard it preached, but in verse number 7, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It is impossible. It also says in Proverbs that it's the beginning of wisdom. It's impossible for you and I to have true knowledge, even the beginning of it, without fear of God. You cannot have true wisdom without fear of God, because it's the very beginning. It's the starting point. Okay? So you can't have true knowledge. You may have all kinds of knowledge put in your head, but not true knowledge about the Lord and wisdom from God without fear of God. He lets us know that in his word. In fact, in this portion of scripture, he gives us in the very first verse that I read, in verse 7, he said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. He tells us about those who do fear God, and he also tells us about those who don't. He says that they will not receive instructions. You see, if you fear God, you will listen to the Lord. You'll fear him, and you'll listen to his word. You'll do what he says, you see. I'm not talking about a fear here that causes us to cringe as Adam and Eve did and run and hide in the trees. I'm not talking about that kind of fear. They did that because of sin. I don't think we have to cringe at God Almighty, but I want to tell you something. We want to be careful when you read in the Bible and you hear the fear of God. You want to just talk about some reverential trust. There ought to be a fear of God. And I believe in the reverential trust, as some put it. I believe in that. But I want to tell you something. There is a fear of God because God is God. And God will do exactly what he says he will do. I think it's the fear that a loving child has for a loving parent. I think a child fears his parent. in the right way, the proper way, because they know the parent has authority over them and they need to do right. I want to tell you, I had a healthy fear for my daddy and my mother. My daddy put that in me, and he saw to it that I feared him, but not the wrong kind of fear. I also could go to my daddy and get things from him. My daddy also loved me and cared for me and provided for me, went to work every day in his life, went to work to provide for this old preacher when he was a boy and the rest of the family, which there was nine of us. So he was a hard worker, and I respected him. I honored him. But at the same time, there was a fear of the fact that if I did wrong, I knew Daddy was going to correct me, and Daddy was going to take care of it. I'd look across from Fillmore, Indiana. We lived about a mile out of there, and I'd look across up and see Daddy coming down the road. The railroad track was between us. There was a road running alongside the railroad track, and I'd see Daddy. He was walking home. You see, he didn't have a car at that time. Most of the time, we didn't have a car. But Daddy rode with somebody to work, clear to Indianapolis, every day. And I'd see him coming down that road. And I want to tell you, it all depended on what kind of a boy I'd been that day, whether I was glad to see him or nothing glad to see him. I want to tell you right now, there were some days I wasn't happy to see Daddy. I was hoping he'd work overtime. Amen? But anyway, there's other days, though, I was happy to see him come down that road, because Daddy a lot of times would sometimes would bring a little sack of candy or something from up at the store. He'd get off up at the store there, and he'd bring us a little something. And you know what? I was always happy to see Daddy come. Amen? But there was also that fear. And that's the kind of a thing with God Almighty. We've got a wonderful Heavenly Father. I'm sure you do too, but I get a lot of things from my Heavenly Father. Now, if I don't do too good, I want to tell you something. Getting into his presence is not my first choice. You understand what I'm saying? There ought to be a fear of God. You see, we ought to have that kind of fear. And I believe that kind of fear will cause us, I call it a holy desire to please him. When you have a fear of God, you want to please him. You want to do what he says. And it grieves you when you don't. Do you find that in your life? I mean, you know, all these people want to talk about, you know, you go out and sin, do anything you want to, you're saved, and you can do anything. Oh, baloney. And I've been a day in my life, I've been saved since 1966, that I ever said to myself, oh, Bob, you can go out and do anything you want to do, you're saved, it won't make any difference. Never once did I ever say that. Because what God put within me was a desire to please him. There have been times when I didn't please him. But I just want to tell you the desire is in my heart to please him. Because he's God, you see. He's wonderful God. So anyway, well, I'm going to take you to the book of Deuteronomy for just a little while. Book of Deuteronomy, the 5th chapter. I just want to share with you the very first point I want you to understand and we'll show you is this. God desires that we fear him. It is the desire of God Almighty that we have that wonderful fear of God in our life. I want to show you in verse number 27 of the 5th chapter of Deuteronomy. I'm going to start to read. It says, "Go thou near and hear all that the Lord our God shall say. And speak thou unto us all that the Lord our God shall speak unto thee, and we will hear it and do it. And the Lord heard the voice of your words when ye spake unto me, and the Lord said unto me, I have heard the voice of the words of this people, which they have spoken unto thee. They have well said all that they have spoken." Now listen to what he says. "Oh, that there were such an heart in them, that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, and it might be well with them and with their children forever." Do you hear what God said? Oh, that they would have a heart that would fear God. It's the desire of God Almighty that we would fear him. Have that kind of a godly fear in us. I really say to you, I really believe it. I don't believe there's a whole lot of fear of God in Christians today. I just don't believe it's there. But God would have us to have a heart. We talked about the heart this morning that's been given over to Him, that would fear God. And what will happen when that comes? Because that's where it has to come from. The fear of God comes from the heart. So I said, it wasn't just scringing from God. No, it's in a heart that fears God. And when that happens, it brings obedience, because He said, fear me, and He said, keep my commandments. That's what He said there in verse number 29. Keep my commandments. You see, the fear of God will cause us to walk according to the Word of God. Keeping His commandments. If we truly fear God, we'll want to do right. I've told you about my daddy. I feared him, and I wanted to do right. I wanted to please my daddy. But God says you ought to fear Him and want to please Him. And He said, keep my commandments. And you'll notice in the fear of God, we'll see this more than just once, but in the fear of God, there's always the keeping of the commandments. When true fear of God, you walk with God. You walk according to His word. You see, you're obedient. And then if you'll notice in verse 29, He also says at the end of that it might be well with them and with their children forever. You see, your preacher said a lot about this lately, but my heart has been burdened. I'm telling you, I believe with all of my heart, we are responsible for what our children and their children and their children's going to be. We need the blessings of God upon our lives so our children can be blessed. Amen. I want your children blessed. We're going to pass off the scene one of these days. We won't here be here, but I want the blessings of God to pass on to my children and their children's children. Amen. And that's what He's talking about here. Fear God. And I believe it's so necessary for we as adults to fear God so that our children will learn to fear God. We're going to find out in the scripture here that you have to learn it. The fear of God is a learned thing, as we'll find in the Word of God. But look with me at Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verse number 21. I want you to notice also that the fear of God will always be for our good. It always is. God says so in His Word. Listen as he speaks here in verse 21. Then thou shalt say unto thy sons, we were Pharaoh's bondmen in Egypt, and the Lord brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand. And the Lord showed signs and wonders great and sore upon Egypt and upon Pharaoh and upon all his household before our eyes. And He brought us out from thence that He might bring us in, to give us the land which He sware unto our fathers. This, I'm just going to stop for a minute, but there's a wonderful truth here. You probably heard it preached, but I just want to remind you. It's my job to bring to remembrance. God did not just save you to stay in the wilderness or in Egypt. He saved you. He brought you out to bring you in. You don't stop by just getting saved. He wants you then to be in. He wants you to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord. He brought Israel out. Why? Out of Egypt? Just to wander in the wilderness for 40 years? Is that what his plan was? Is that what his goal was? Of course not. It was to take them into the promised land. When He got you saved, you become a Christian. It's not just that you're now, I'm saved. Praise God, I'm saved. Well, that's wonderful, but you're to be brought in. You're to walk with God, serve God. Amen. You don't quit. You go on, you see. And then He says in verse number 24, and the Lord commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear the Lord our God. And listen to what He said, for our good always. Why does God want us to fear God? It's for our good. It's for our benefit. And once again, He says that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all of those commandments before the Lord our God as He hath commanded us. See, he wants us for our good to fear God and to walk in the fear of God. He does that. Why? That's our life. He says, so that you'll live, so that you have a good life. And not only that, the obedience, as He says there in that last verse, and it shall be our righteousness. You know what obedience is? It's our righteousness. No, it's not getting us to heaven. It's not getting us saved. But it's our righteousness that we display to a lost world. Obedience to God, obedience to the Word of God is the righteousness that we can display to a lost world. See, we hear it all the time. You hear it, I'm sure. They don't want you to have any standards anymore. They don't want you to have anything in church and all this. Listen, folks, that's the way we display our righteousness. We know those kind of things don't get us to heaven. We know it's Christ. You know, we're smart enough to know better than that. We know it's the Son of God that shed his blood for us. But what do we do after that? Well, we live right. We do right. For a lost world needs to see a difference. They need to see somebody walking with God and dressing right and acting right and talking right and going the right places and all of those things. That's what he needs to see. Why? That's our righteousness. Our righteousness don't get us to heaven. But our righteousness displays to a lost world that there's a wonderful God who has changed our life. Then I want to show you also over back in the book of Proverbs, and if I didn't tell you this, I want you to be sure and keep Proverbs here on your dinner plate, because we're going to come back for a while. We'll come back to it more than once. But back in Proverbs, I want you to turn to 23rd chapter of Proverbs. Verse number 17. Did you know it is possible to walk in the fear of the Lord all day? Do you know you don't just walk in the fear of the Lord once in a while? God wants us to walk in the fear of the Lord all of the time. I want you to look at verse number 17, chapter 23. He says, let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. And I take that for granted. He didn't mean on Saturday or just on Sunday. He says you walk in the fear of the Lord all the day long. It's not something that comes and goes. It's not something you do for a little while. You walk. It's a way of life. To walk in the fear of the Lord is a way of life. He wants you to do that from the time you get up of a morning to the time you go to bed of a night. You do it all the day long. Then you get up the next morning and you still walk in the fear of the Lord. And if you're up during the night, you walk there. You walk in the fear of the Lord. That's what he's asking. It's possible to do that. Yes, it is. It's possible. That's what God wants. It's what his desire is, for us to walk in the fear of the Lord every single day of our life, all day long. Amen. I want to take you back. We're going to skip around, okay, but hold your place in Proverbs. We're going to skip around a lot tonight. I want you to go back to the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter of the book of Genesis. We won't read a lengthy portion of scripture here, but this is the story, of course, of Abraham offering up Isaac. You familiar with that? I just really want to read one verse, because what point I want you to see is that obedience is the proof of fearing the Lord. That's proof. We can say all we want. We can say, I fear God. But obedience to God is proof that we fear God. Look at verse number 12, chapter 22. And he says, and he said, well, let me read verse 11. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. Did you hear what he said? God himself said, God knew what Abraham would do, but God himself said, you know what? I know you fear me now because you haven't withheld your son. You was going to mind and do exactly what I said to do, and that was to slay Isaac. But he said, you know what? I know you fear God. Why? Because he was obedient. Are we hearing? The fear of the Lord, the proof of the fear of the Lord in a person's life is obedience to God. Amen. That's what it is. Well, listen. You can say all you want to about fearing God. You know how this preacher talks about talk. I'm not too much interested in talk. I want to see walk. People could just talk. But I want to see walk. And God wants to see walk. What comes out of this mouth don't mean a whole lot if it isn't followed up with actions. See, and that's what God's saying. Here's the proof. Here's the proof that Abraham feared God. Why? Because he was going to do exactly what God said to do. Amen. So again, I just want you to listen. I want you to take these things. I want you to mind them. I want you to listen to them and check your own life out. See, I'm standing up here as a preacher talking to my people. Okay, I'm trying to stir your hearts, trying to get you to see that you can talk about obedience or you can talk about fearing God all you want to, but if it isn't backed up with obedience to God, you're just talking and you don't know what you're saying. Now, you know that. Amen. Now, I want to show you also, go into the book of Acts. Book of Acts, the 9th chapter, 30th verse. Paul, whose name at that time was Saul, had just gotten saved and all of those things, and found the Lord found him and saved him, called him to preach and got him ready. And he was visiting Jerusalem, and the disciples there was afraid of him. You remember that story. They was afraid of him because he had been one that was persecuting the church, and they was afraid of him. And so in verse number 26 through 29, that's what had happened, and they took him, and they took him and sent him to Tarsus to protect him, because there was those that was going to kill him. They was going to take his life. But anyway, in verse 30 he says, which when the brethren knew, they brought him down to Caesarea and sent him forth to Tarsus. Listen what happens then. Then had the churches rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, and were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Listen, folks, God said there was rest in the church. They were edified. They was built up. You see, they was built up in the Lord. But he says they was walking in the fear of the Lord. And as they was walking in the fear of the Lord, they received the comfort of the Holy Spirit of God. Now, I want to tell you something. You walk in the fear of God, and there'll be the comfort of the Holy Spirit of God in your life. Not only that, he says it was multiplied. You know why we don't multiply? A lot of times we don't walk in the fear of God. You see, along with walking in the fear of God came multiplication. God multiplied the brethren. You hearing what this preacher's saying? See, we need to walk in the fear of God, and that brings blessings upon the church. We need a group of people fearing God. We need our congregation fearing God, walking in the fear of God. You need a preacher that walks in the fear of God. You need Sunday school teachers that fear God. It isn't just some duty that they do every Sunday. They get up and they do their thing. No. Walk in the fear of God, and God will multiply, and the comfort of the Holy Spirit will be with us. You see, we need that in our churches. We need it here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We need to walk in the fear of God Almighty so that God can bless. Amen. Well, Proverbs, here we go. Proverbs 13th chapter, verse 13. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the commandment shall be rewarded. I find out that walking in the fear of the Lord brings reward to our life. There's just certain blessings that come. Folks, been preaching for 33 years. I've seen so much of it. I've seen so many times. I've seen people just having all kinds of turmoil in their life and troubles in their life, and they don't understand it, but yet they won't walk with God. It's just amazing. They just wonder why all these troubles are coming their way, and yet they won't walk in the fear of God. God rewards those who walk in the fear of God. Pastor Ross is not saying you won't have any troubles, you won't have those things, but you'll walk in the fear of God. Those troubles, you'll know God's with you through those troubles. I see it all the time. I mean, their lives just get a mess. They, a lot of times, get out of church and don't go to church and don't do this and don't do that and criticize everybody. Why? Because they're not walking with God and they're not walking in the fear of God. Rewards comes with it. We're rewarded when we walk with God. Amen. Proverbs. Let's go to Psalms. 112th Psalm. I'll just read one verse. Verse 1, 112th Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. Folks, you hear that? Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. The blessings of God are upon the man who fears God and rejoices in his commandments, realizing that this book is his book, his word, following the commandments of God, walking with God, fearing God. Blessings come along with that. You want blessings in your life? You want happiness in your life? Fear God and walk with God. Amen, folks. I'm honestly not getting on you. I'm just simply telling you. You want a good life? I mean, do you want a good life? You want good things in your life? Fear God. Walk with God. Keep his commandments. Do what he says. And God will bring blessings into your life. Proverbs 9th chapter. Verse 10. You know what I really believe? I believe that fearing God is that point where we really, really, truly begin to show that we love God and that we know him. You see, old Brother Ross, you say, I know God. You may know him as Savior, but oh, that's just the starting point. When we walk in the fear of God, we get to know him. Proverbs, the 9th chapter, the 10th verse says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. Folks, until you have the fear of God, the wisdom of God comes to us, we then begin to truly understand some things. You're not going to understand the depth of God Almighty until you fear him and walk in the fear of God Almighty. That's when you're going to understand the knowledge of God. And I believe with all of my heart that the fear of God is that which shows we have finally begun to know God. Amen. You may not understand it, but boy, take for granted it's what God is saying in his word. We must learn the fear of God. I'm not going to turn you there, but I want to read you a verse of scripture. We must learn that. That's not just something that comes automatically. Here's what he says in Deuteronomy 4:10. I will make them to hear my words. Listen to that. He will make them to hear his words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that they shall live upon the earth. You see, his word is going to cause us to learn to fear God. And that same verse of scripture, he says, and teach that to your children. We should teach the fear of God to our children. You do that certainly by example. You do that by understanding the word of God yourself and loving the word of God and hearing the word of God and be willing to hear the word of God. Be faithful in hearing the word of God. And it begins to make a difference in your life. It changes your life. You're not that old person that you used to be. And your children will see that and they'll understand that it's something special that's happened to mom and dad. I remember back when we first got saved, folks, we were just a young couple, got saved, had all four of our children, and we had to learn the fear of God. Only thing I can say to you, my children are not perfect. Their daddy and mommy's not perfect. I've never stated that. I never will. We know our failures. We understand that. But I'm just thankful that my children love God today and are in the house of God today, and their children's children are in the house of God today. I'm very thankful for that. Why? I believe because we started out a lineage that feared God. Do it for your children. Do it for your children's children. Fear God. It's not always easy to walk with God, but do it. Do it for their sake. Amen. So he says it's something that's learned. I'm going to go over to the book of Nehemiah. Do you want to turn there? Okay. If not, just listen. Okay. Chapter 1 of Nehemiah, I want to give you something. I believe it has to be a desire in our heart. According to Nehemiah, here's what he said. He said, O Lord, verse 11, chapter 1, O Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants, listen, who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. But he said there's the servants who desire to fear his name. I believe there's a desire to fear God Almighty. You don't have any desire to fear him. Are you really going to fear him? Are you going to listen to his commandments? You have no desire. God wants us to have a desire to fear him. I want you to turn over to chapter 7 of Nehemiah while we're in that book. Verse 2, I'm going to read, but listen, did you understand that some people fear God more than others? Oh, according to the word of God, that's what he says here. See, he says, and when I gave my brother Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. Amen. See, there's folks who fear God, and they walk in the fear of God. You can see it in their lives. They're different. Proverbs 3rd chapter. Seventh verse, he says, be not wise in thine own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. Do you know what the fear of the Lord will do? It'll turn you from evil. Oh, yeah, it will. Oh, yes, God said it did. God said it would. Now, folks, listen to me. Don't just pass that over. God said if you fear God, you'll turn from evil. Amen. Amen. Look at chapter 8, verse 13 of Proverbs. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil, pride and arrogancy, and the evil way and the forward mouth do I hate. God says that the fear of the Lord will cause you to hate evil, and you'll hate pride and arrogancy and the evil way. See, that's what the true fear of God will cause. See, we just want to say, oh, yeah, I fear God. Well, do you hate evil? Do you despise it? Do you walk away from it? Do you hate arrogance? I can't hardly stand arrogance. I really can't. I can't stand an arrogant person who just thinks they're really something. We're all sinners, lost, hopelessly lost. You know that. You know anything about the Bible, you know what we are. The only thing we could ever be good is what Christ's done in us. You know that. You understand if you're a Christian. Boy, you walk around in arrogance of how proud. Oh, baloney. Silliness. No, you know, we'll hate that kind. Fear of the Lord. You see, it'll cause you to hate evil. Turn from sin. Amen. Now, I'm trying to get you to decide. Do you fear the Lord? You can decide that. See, by these scriptures here, you see. I believe something. I will believe the fear of the Lord will affect the way you dress. You won't walk around in nakedness. No way. Not when you fear God. You won't do that. I believe it'll affect the way you talk. You won't use the wrong kind of words. You won't tell the wrong kind of stories. I believe even, and I mean this, I believe the fear of God will even cause you to spend your money right. No, I'm serious. When I understand that I am a steward of what God gave me, and I walk in the fear of the Lord, I want to be very careful how I spend that which he gave me. I'll tell you a little story that happened here about 3 months ago. This pastor has people come into this church all the time and asking for help. And that's okay. I try to deal with it. I always try to ask God to give me wisdom. I need his wisdom because I can't deal with it if I don't have his wisdom. And I think I really do try to mind the Lord when he wants me to do something, when he wants me to give something to somebody. I try to do that. But this couple came into our church, had a little boy. They was heading for Alabama. And told me this big story. And I really had doubt that the story was true. But anyway, I ended up, I do this. I've preached one time about this, my stash of cash. I've preached that to you. And I took some of that and I gave it to them. And afterwards, God pricked my heart that I never should have done that. I was not listening to him. I'd done it just out of, okay, I'll help you. And I got on my knees in my study and I asked God's forgiveness. I said, that was your money. And I gave it away, and I shouldn't have given it away. I knew I shouldn't, because he didn't give me no peace about it whatsoever. I believe something. Everything that God gives me is his. It does not belong to me. And I'm just to be a good steward of it. And I ask his forgiveness. And according to the word of God, he did forgive me. And now I've got to be very careful. I usually try to be, but I've got to be very careful about those things. Because my tendency is to want to help people. I really do want to. But you got to mind the Lord and do what he says. I'm just simply saying to you, I believe that the fear of the Lord will cause you to spend your money right. See, I didn't look at that as, oh, well, there, I gave it away, big deal. No, I looked at it as a sin of not listening to my Heavenly Father when he spoke to me and get his okay for it. And so that's why I asked him for forgiveness and cleansing. And I know he did, because his word said he would. I believe that the fear of the Lord will cause you to listen to the right things. You won't listen to that old junk. You know, they talk, you know, and you know, I'm not even going to get on it, but you know, they talk about Christian rock and all this stuff. Any Christian has any sense at all knows better than that. No, you know better. If you walk in the fear of God, you know there's no such thing. There's no such thing as Christian rock. It's either Christian or rock. There's no such thing as that. You know that. You well know that. It'll just make a difference of what you listen to. I know when something comes on a radio or something that I have to click it off. It just isn't what the Holy Spirit wants me to listen. And you walk in the fear of the Lord, you're not going to sit around and listen to all that junk. You're not going to look at things that you ought not to be looking at. You're going to get rid of those old stupid videos that are filthy. I'm talking, you get rid of them. You don't need them. You're going to, you get rid of, get yourself off of those internet, looking at that filth. Now you can say you walk in the fear of God and you look at that stuff. No way under the sun. No way. No way. You're not walking in the fear of God. Not one inch. No. Because it changes you. The fear of God puts something within you that you just want to do right. You want to please your Heavenly Father. I believe it makes a difference. The fear of the Lord will decide where you're going to go. Amen. No, fear of the Lord, you're not going to walk into a movie theater and look at that junk. You're not going to do that. No, you're not. Not the fear of God won't let you. No way. See, you're gonna go to the right places, the places that would honor God. Amen. You see, I believe the fear of the Lord will dictate to you what pleasures you indulge in. I don't think God is saying to us we never could have a good time. But I think he absolutely is telling us it ought to be a godly good time. Amen? I believe the fear of the Lord will dictate what kind of books you read. Modern romance. All these other books that come out. I mean, even talking about Christian books. Wait a minute. Quote, Christian books. Some of the books in the bookstores are absolutely ridiculous. Have nothing to do with Christianity. Have nothing to do absolutely with the scripture. You're wasting your time in reading most of that junk. Get your Bible. Read it. I believe that the fear of the Lord will dictate your friends. You know, I've always seen this in school. We've run a school for 25 years. Here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, we had a school here for 25 years. Let me restate that. I've seen it all of my life in school. Those who don't want to walk with God pull together like a magnet. And it doesn't take you long to see it. They may not know it, but I want to tell you the kind of friends you want to be like dictates or shows what you absolutely are in here. You walk in the fear of God, and you're not going to walk with friends that's supposedly quote friends that are not walking with God. You know, you'll want to get away from them. Oh, they'll talk about you. They'll give you a hard time, but that don't matter. Who cares? Amen. So you want to be careful about your friends. The fear of the Lord will dictate that. We need to walk in the fear of the Lord. I'm not going to go back there, but in Proverbs, the 14th chapter, it even tells us the fear of the Lord will bring confidence to us. Give you confidence. Folks, when you're walking in the fear of the Lord, you have a confidence that you can't have in this world. You know why? Because you know that you're guided by God. You're being led by the Holy Spirit of God. That brings confidence to your life. That doesn't make you a big shot. It just means that, you know what? I can walk with God today. I walk into the fear of God. I know He's going to guide me. He's going to direct me. He's going to help me today. If you're in Proverbs, turn to chapter 19. Chapter 19. Verse 23, the fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. He says it tendeth to life. In other words, let me say to you, there's satisfaction. He will be satisfied. The fear of the Lord, walking in the fear of the Lord, brings satisfaction to your life. Huh? Pastor Ross, has there been a time you've been dissatisfied? Well, there's been times when I wanted to move forward. I'm really never, as a pastor, satisfied with the amount of people in our church. I would like to see more. Now, you say, why? Before the number? Has nothing to do with numbers. Has to do, it's another soul. It's another family. It's going to walk with God and serve God. That thrills my heart. So in that way, I'm not satisfied with this. I want more people to come. I want them to hear the word of God. But in my personal life, I need to be satisfied. Walking in the fear of the God and of the Lord ought to bring satisfaction and joy to our life. Amen. And also the fear of the Lord also will cause you to serve the Lord. As it says in Psalms 2, with fear and rejoicing. And it even goes on to say, and trembling. You know, the fear of the Lord will cause you to serve God. I think about that a lot of times. Don't know if you do, but I do. I think about the day when I'm going to stand before Him. I think about those things. I try to put myself in that position and think, God, there's going to be a day when I'm going to absolutely stand before you and give account for my service. And it's, in some ways, it's awesome. It's kind of scary. Standing before the righteous God of the universe who gave me the opportunity to serve Him in this capacity and gave you the opportunity to serve Him with your time, with your talents, with your money. Now, if we were standing today before Him, how would we fare? Would He be pleased? I'm not trying to put you on a guilt trip. I'm just trying to say, listen, folks, this is serious business. One day we will give an account how we serve God. And the fear of God will cause us to serve Him with fear and rejoicing and trembling. The fear of God will. Amen. What happened to Noah back in the book of Hebrews? Just listen. The Bible tells us that Noah was warned of God. We can take that from the Word of God here, that God warns us. He was warned of God and he moved with fear. He moved with fear. He prepared an ark to the saving of his family. He moved with fear why God had told him to build an ark, being obedient to God Almighty. And he moved with fear why he built the ark for the saving of his family. I just want to tell you something, folks. We're going to be responsible for our family. Now, again, listen to me very closely. You listen to this preacher. I'm not trying to put you on a guilt trip. I know some of you have lost people. I know some of you wasn't saved till later years. I understand all those things. I'm not trying to put you on a guilt trip. I'm just trying to say to you, it's your responsibility now that you are saved to get on your knees and pray to God and call out to God to save them. Do everything within your power to get them to Christ. And part of that is living it before them. Amen. My heart goes out to those who have lost children and lost family members. My heart goes out to them. I just want to say, though, folks, don't give up on them. Don't quit. Live for God yourself. Be a witness to them and a testimony to them. And get on your knees and beg God to do something in their life. And get them saved and help them to walk with God. You can't just quit. Pastor's just trying to encourage you. You understand? Folks, this is serious business. We're talking about eternity. We're not talking about a week or a day. We're talking about eternity. And we got to do everything we can do to see that people get saved. Amen. Walk in the fear of the Lord, and the blessings of God will come upon your life. Let's pray. Father, again, I thank you for your grace, your goodness, your kindness. Thank you for who you are, how great, how wonderful you are. And, oh God, we truly as a people ought to walk in the fear of God. Yes, we ought to do that, Father. And so ask you, Lord, to help us. If we have not learned it, Lord, help us to learn it. Help us to have a desire down in our heart, oh God, to walk in the fear of the Lord. And help us then to do that and keep your commandments and walk with you and serve you and mind your word and do what we're supposed to do as a people that's walking in the fear of the Lord. So I just ask you tonight, Lord, whatever the need in any individual's heart here tonight is, I pray, oh God, that you will deal with us. Do that which needs to be done in our life tonight. Help us, oh Father, that the will of God be done. If we are not dedicated to you, if we have not given our heart over to you, oh God, let it be tonight at an altar of prayer. If, Father, there's those here who's unsaved, oh God, let them be saved tonight. Let them give their heart and life to you, and let you become their Savior. They'll know they're God's child and they're ready for heaven. I just pray the will of God be done. Put this invitation in your hands. I can't work on hearts. You don't intend for me to. But I pray that you'll be allowed to work on every heart here. The will of God be done. In Jesus' name, amen.